software thing. All right, cool. It's rolling. One more thing, and I realize I'm all over the place. If I do a big boo-boo, something that I really want to redo for the finished version of this audio, you might hear me go, boop, or like make a loud slapping sound. That's just a marker so that I know to go back and edit that out later. But usually when I do an erotic script, I just plow right through. And if I screw up, I screw up. So setting the scene. Our protagonist for this script is an erotic audio performer, a role I'm sure you'll be familiar with. She is a professional, who loves her work, yes, and takes it very seriously, but appears to be stressed, possibly due to overwork. Yeah. Her personality is bouncy and bubbly, with a clear sense that she enjoys sex. Well, I feel very attacked here. Our setting is her recording booth, a cramped little area with wood paneling which has been self-designed exclusively for her work, with a desk, stool, microphone, and recording equipment, all pre-arranged and set up. You, the listeners, are strangers, possibly fans. Some of you might be on the fence about that, who have drilled holes in the booth specifically in an attempt to turn it into a glory hole. Our performer is more than happy to indulge in what has quickly become a mutual fantasy, thinking it an incredible way of relieving my stress. While initially playful and teasing about the invasion of my private space, my submissive nature shines through even as I remain in control of the situation. I don't know about control of the situation. That seems unlikely. Okay. Oh, Kuro. I will see you in my office later, Kuro. I can dom, sort of. Come see me later, Kuro, and bring the hat. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got my notes, I got my tea, got my water. Let's see what I have left to do today. I keep meaning to record that script from Imp. Oh, Imp. Let's hope he hasn't done anything too meta this time. But I really need to get the next chapter of the audiobook, I can always do that later. I probably should do some vocal exercises before I attempt that accent again anyway. And finally, I've got that live performance to prepare for. I don't know what it is about performing live, but something about being in front of a crowd, topless, usually fully naked, it always just seems to bring out the best in me. Busy day. I can tell my throat is going to be getting a real workout. I should probably just get started. Just jump right in. Okay, get a drink. Got my little lubrication ready. Oh, that's weird. I don't remember there being a hole down there. Did I put this in? Probably to run a wire through or something. I mean, you'd think I would remember, but I've had a lot going on, and it was a while ago. Or maybe someone's drilled a peephole into my recording space. Waste of time, to be honest. At least from that angle, all they're going to do is see my thigh. If they really wanted to get a good shot, they should have put one... Holy shit, there's another one right here. Right under the desk. Aimed right between my legs. Okay, I need to see what's going on down here. Oh, fuck. Why did I make this so cramped? Good thing I'm flexible. Fuck. Damn, it's cramped down here. If I wasn't so concerned about getting echo, I definitely make this way, way, way bigger. Speaking of large, if this is someone else's work, they certainly gave themselves a lot of space to look through. I'll give them that. Normally a peephole is just a little drill mark, like, what, half an inch at most? This thing, it's a good couple inches across. No wonder I feel that cold air coming through. It's so smooth, too. I don't know any self-respecting pervert who would take the time to sand something down if they were just going to look through it. I probably did it, knowing me, to make sure the rough edges don't snag on anything. Besides, I really don't know anyone who'd make all the effort to put these in and not even turn up to use them. I can't hear anything going on behind them, and I can't see anyone on the other side. All I see is snow. So I guess that explains it. Mystery solved. I must have put these two in myself to run some wires through. No, wait, three. I can spot a third one over there. I really think I'd remember putting all of these in there. I guess, I mean, my memory is notoriously terrible, but maybe I'm working harder than I realized. I should really try to take a nap sometime. Honestly, I was getting kind of excited that someone else might have made these to spy on me. My little exhibitionist heart. I know, it's totally ridiculous. Of course that wouldn't happen. It's just a fantasy. But the thought of complete strangers watching me play with myself as I record, that is... That's a really fucking hot idea. Oh, please, stranger, watch my fingers plunge deep into my wet and aching pussy as I use my words to make you come. Hear my begging, pleading voice in your ear while my greedy holes get filled and stretched by toys. Also, I can sound like even more of a desperate whore for you. Fuck, that actually really got me wet. Am I seriously feeling disappointment that I put these in myself instead of some random perverts? I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with a fantasy. I'm usually the first person to tell someone we like what we like, no kink shaming. And while I'm down here anyway and getting all turned on by thinking about all of this, well, I might as well prepare for my recordings. Well, I took my top off earlier, but I think I need to get all the way naked. There's just enough room. Just enough room for me to lean back, spread my legs, and, Yes. I am absolutely dripping. I'm practically soaking through these panties. I never would have guessed the thought of being spied on would turn me on this much. I shouldn't be so surprised. You know, I always come super hard whenever I record something, and I know that people are listening to me, and I imagine them getting off to my voice. It makes so much sense that I would enjoy at least the idea of being watched. It's too bad that it's just a fantasy. For now, at least. Maybe I should really plan on doing a video live stream of the next recording. Oh, that's an idea. Oh, that made me even wetter. Oh, I felt my cunt just clench at that idea. Fuck. hundreds of people looking at me while I fuck my pussy with my fingers and just say whatever dirty words they put into my mouth, using me as their jerk-off material, devouring me like I'm just some piece of ear candy, an object for their pleasure. That's what I want. I just want to be an object for their pleasure. That's all I want. And everybody knows it. I know everybody knows it, and I don't care. I don't care if they know it. And them knowing it just turns me on more. I wish. Oh. Oh, fuck. I wish they were. I feel like I would just fucking do or say anything right about now. Holy shit. What the fuck? Is that a cock? No. You stay right there. I'm not letting you go anywhere. You didn't think you could just go sticking this through a wall of my house and just let me let you get away. Did you? Oh. That's a sentence I definitely didn't expect to say today, but this isn't exactly a situation that even a lady like myself can prepare for. My hand's so slippery, I have to hold you really tightly. Do you have any idea what kind of trouble you're in right now? Invading my privacy like this? How could you? What exactly did you expect would happen? Did you really think I'd just suddenly become so enamored with your cock that I just wouldn't be able to help taking a tight, tight, slippery hold of it, squeezing my fingers in rhythm as I slowly pumped it all the way from the base to the tip? It's so rude of you to assume that. Just because I happen to be an adult performer, that you could just come into my home and do something like this, literally right under my nose, and expect me to be okay with it? Do you think I'm just some kind of slut who's going to take a hold of the first dick that I see and just do whatever it takes to milk every drop of cum out of it? Then I'd get my hands all sticky and slippery with spit so that they slide so easily along every tensing inch of aching flesh. Is that what you think of me? Because, well, you'd be right if you thought that. Hush, baby, hush. It's okay. You're definitely in trouble, but I think you're going to like the kind of trouble we get into. It's probably going to be exactly the trouble you were looking for. After all, you're a guest in my home. I really think it would be rude of me to not give you what you're clearly asking for, especially after you've brought me such a delicious gift. I may be a lot of things, but I am definitely not rude. In fact, I think you'll find I am an excellent hostess. I can be very warm and welcoming. With a very warm and welcoming and wet and soft mouth. Isn't this what you came here for? Getting to feel my soft, pillowy lips. Oh, the lips you've seen so many times. Wrap around the swollen head of your cock. the hot, slick pad of my tongue. Sliding along the underside of your shaft as I bob my head in rhythm with my hand. Stroking you right into my waiting mouth. I already told you. I'm so many things. One of them just happens to be that I am a very, very enthusiastic cocksucker. But I'm betting you already knew that, didn't you? How many times must you have heard my voice talking directly to you and wondered what it must be like to have that warm breath? Along with that warm mouth, rippling right against your skin. How often did you come thinking about all those toys I was sucking on right behind this microphone and imagining what it must be like to take their place? You poor thing. I guess I can't blame you. All those times I made my throat sore from screaming, having shaking orgasms and choking myself on fake cocks. You just wanted to give me the real thing. Well, if that's the case, then I think I should probably give you something in return. How was that, baby? Was it everything you imagined it would be? Do you want me to do it again? See if I can take even more of you down the back of my throat. Start at the tip and just push myself away. Down. There we go. Fuck. You've already got me drooling. Impressive, huh? That's not the half of it. You're going to get everything you came for, and then some. We are not going to stop until your balls are resting against my chin, and we're not even close to getting started yet. And speaking of just getting started, well, I had an inkling that maybe you wouldn't be the only one to come along. Hello there, cock number two. You could be anyone. You could be E.G. You could be Graham. Maybe Fix. Or are you Italian Stallion? Which one are you? Are you Gin Cop? This one must be Kuro. Or are you Scuff Terry Potter? Or could you be Warren? Or maybe, just maybe you could be Imp. So, tell me, did you two come and find me together, or is this just a happy coincidence? Better yet, why don't you tell me what finally brought you out of hiding? Were you getting jealous that your friend over here was getting all the love and attention? Don't you worry. You turned up at just the right time, and I am just getting warmed up. my mouth has plenty of love for both of you and all of you. You're about to find out just how I take care of business. Right now, I just want to suck. That's right, boys. The gloves are coming off. Not only that, but the hair is going up. Let me get this. Oh, you can't have that getting in the way. And you know what happens when a slut like me ties her hair up right? It means I'm ready to really, really suck some cock. Your turn. You know, you may have caught me by surprise, but make no mistake. I am rather experienced, and I am good at making all kinds of people come with this very naughty little mouth. I wasn't quite expecting it to be in this way today. Not that I'm complaining, not in the slightest. I will gladly take any opportunity that I can to get to drop to my knees and wrap these soft, pouty lips around a nice, hard, meaty dick. And the more of them that I can have at one time, the better. If I can, I'll put both of you in my mouth at the same time. I just can't get enough. I just love to give pleasure because that's what I'm for. Whenever I can, however I can, as often as I can. Oh, well, what took you so long, number three? Did you finally decide to join the party? Now, who could you be? You could be anyone. It seems I have a new guest to attend to. You first two boys are just going to have to be satisfied with my hands for a moment while I give him a proper welcome. Let me just make sure you're both properly prepared. Now, while I normally don't tolerate lateness, you do appear to have caught me in a rather good mood. Okay. Are you ready for my mouth? Number three. I'm not very coordinated, but I'm going to keep stroking these first two while I suck you right down my throat, number three. You could even say I'm in my element here, but I'll leave that up to you to decide. I just need a good dick to suck on, and yours look good enough to eat. Down in my... Oh, Number two, I love how you taste. I'm starting to identify you by how you feel and taste in my mouth. How you hit the back of my throat. I take you all the way down. Number three, I'm all yours. You know, I did skip breakfast just so I could be here bright and early for all of you. Now you've got me all cock-hungry and greedy for your cum. The least you could do is feed a woman what she needs. I want to just line you up and I want to rub all three of you just around against my lips like this. Now use my fucking mouth. This is too much to concentrate on, trying to stroke the two of you with my hands while still trying to focus on sucking you. Oh, fuck. It's a damn shame you don't have a way to grab my head and just take control of driving yourself into the back of my throat. Hang on. Wait, I have an idea. Just step back for a second. Okay, let me... Okay. In a minute, I'm gonna press my lips right completely against the wall. As soon as I do, you're gonna slide your cock right back through, and you're gonna fuck that hole and fuck my hole at the same time. You got it? Okay, good. Don't you dare be gentle either. You've come way too far to be gentle at this point. Now, fuck my mouth. Fucking perfect. Come on, do it again. Please, do it again. Do it again. Oh, I'll take you as deep as I can. Just do it again, please. Don't you think I've forgotten about you two either? You've still got my hands. What's the matter? You want to try? I guess that's fair. Bye for now, number three. No, I don't need you to step back this time. I think I'm warmed up enough so I can do this. You weren't expecting that, were you? Come on, I'll do it again. Once I do, though, you need to put in some work, too. You can't expect me to take you all the way to the base if you're not going to do anything about it. I'll take you slowly all the way down. And then I want you to fucking use me. I can feel you fucking my hand over there, mister. Are you waiting to do that to my face instead? Come on, give it to me then. Don't hold back. I know you can do better than that. Stop waiting around and take what you want. That's better. That's better. Oh, fuck. You got my drool running down my chin and onto my tits. Does that look good to you? I think I'm going to need a lot more. There we go. Oh, fuck. Who needs lube or oil when you have a lot of spit? You see how good they look? All shiny and glistening, even in this low light? If you like how it looks, you're gonna love how they feel. It would be such a shame to let these messy girls go lonely, especially when there's enough hard cock to go around. Here, I am just gonna rearrange. I'm gonna kneel. I'm gonna get these big natural tits in my hands and wrap them around this big, gorgeous cock. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, soft and slippery. Just gliding and squeezing around your shaft. Basically hiding you away between them. You might never get away from them now. You should have been more careful. These ladies have stolen more cock and cum than I care to count. Oh, there you are. I'm just poking out from between them. Hey, you want to see a trick? Okay. I just lick and suck the head of your cock whenever it manages to escape and just send you right back down between my tits. I did warn you to be careful. Oh, there's something I love more than just fucking having you slam into my throat. It might be seeing you fuck my tits and just licking and sucking the head of your dick when it pops back up. But as much as I love this, I didn't get myself all hot and bothered just to get a tip. Oh, boys. My hands and my girls are a little busy right now, and I really need to feel something in my throat again. What's a damsel like me got to do to get some help around here? Do you need me to beg or something? From the way you're throbbing, I'd say that's exactly what you want. Well, that's more than fine by me. You should know from listening to me that I've never really had a problem with begging. Oh, please, sirs. Please use my mouth. Please, DJ, use my mouth. Imp, please use my mouth. This desperate little cocksucker is so greedy and eager to slurp and swallow you until you drain your balls in my hungry little fuckhole. Please, laptop red. Please, Warren. Please, Harry Potter. Please use my mouth, R2. Please, Kuro. Please. Please, Jenko. Use my mouth. Please. Italian stallion, you know you want to use this mouth. Please fix, please, please. I know you've looked at my mouth. Please fuck it. EG, please. Please use my mouth. Please. If I knew that's all it would take to get you to use me properly, I would have done that ages ago. That's how you do it. That's how you're supposed to use a cum-craving slant. What about you, huh? What do you need me to say to get you to pound my throat without mercy? What do I need to say? What do I need to do? Just that. That's all it took? You sure you don't need me to say just how much of a submissive little bitch I am, or can you finally see that now? You fucking perverts. You think that just because I record porn, you can come into my house, invade my privacy, ruin my studio by drilling holes in the wall, and then drill yourselves into the back of my skull like a cheap whore? I'm glad you did. It's exactly what I am. I love knowing that people are listening to me whisper sweet filth into their ear. I turn myself into the perfect fuck toy of their imagination, just so they all come for me. And sometimes that's all I can think about. I think about watching you come for me. I close my eyes, and I picture you, your hand, stroking so fast and hard, up and down that beautiful cock, listening to my voice. And that's what I come for. Well, here I am, boys. Your fuck toy, wet with sweat, spit, and my own juices, as you've used my naughty little mouth, leaving me with a sore throat all over again. Worth it. Now, all I need is your cum. I need it. I've always needed it. It's the only reason I've ever done anything like this, and it always will be. That is what I need. You know I need your cum. So please, 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 please come for me. Please, please come for me. Please. Oh, oh, fuck. Yes, I can feel it. You're coming between my tits. Oh, fuck. Quick, no, pull away. Let me stroke them out so you can just... Oh, glaze them completely. Look at that delicious cream covering my tits. So warm and white. I'm not sure if I can think of a more appropriate place to have all of your milk than where mine comes from. Okay, well, that might be a lie. I can definitely think of where I want some next. Come on. Which one of you is going to cover me next? I want another hot load all over my face this time. Please. Please. My mouth is open and wet and ready. My tongue. It's right here for you to use and come and... coat with your cum and choke me and gag me with it and let me drink it and oh, please, please, please come, please come in my mouth, please. Oh, don't let me go. He just burst. Let it all fly out. Come. So much cum. You must have been holding back for quite a while. No wonder we lost Rob. You just completely painted my face. I swallowed so much, but it's... I'm so glad I didn't miss a single drop. Naughty boy. Don't you know it's rude not to tell a woman when she's about to make you come? You're lucky there's so much of it, or I might not be able to forgive you. I guess that just leaves you, number three. Last pervert standing. My pretty face and beautiful tits are already completely drenched in hot cum. But I haven't even had a chance to taste it yet. I told you before, I want to completely drain your balls into my warm, waiting mouth. And I am a woman who is true to her word. And Miss Lou gets what she wants. So, if this slut needs to suck you dry to get her tasty treat, my delicious reward for all my hard work, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I will take you. And you will feel like the only cock on earth. My mouth worshiping. I want to take you all the way down. And I'll stick out this long, wet tongue, and I will lick your balls while you're deep in my throat. With all this cum in my mouth, it's practically drooling out. That's much better. I almost didn't want to swallow that one. It was so delicious. But I am a good girl and a good hostess. I think that was just exactly what I needed today. Even if it's left my throat way too sore to do any more recording, it's always worth it to blow off a little steam with some fans. Still, I think it's time for you to leave so I can get all cleaned up. Don't be strangers, though. My studio doors, my messages, and my mouth are always open. For any of my followers and friends. Oh. In fact, make sure to keep spying on what I'm doing. This has... Oh my gosh. I have a great idea for another audio. Woo! My goodness. Imp, you are a filthy boy. And I am a filthy, filthy, filthy girl right now. Oh my gosh, there's so much wetness everywhere and I can't even tell what I mean. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick drink of water. Oh. I need to clean myself up a tiny bit. Okay, I didn't actually tie my hair back when I said I was tying my hair back and I really should have because fuck. Where the fuck is a hair tie? Yes, I apologize in advance for using people's names in here. That was a sort of spur-of-the-moment decision. So if you don't want your Discord name to appear in the final recording that I will post publicly, please let me know and I will cut it out. And for those of you who didn't get your names included, which I think is maybe only one of you, I'm sorry, syllabic binky. next time, if you want. I've been trying to make my listeners feel fully welcome and part of the experience, so to speak. I am going to take, I usually say two, but let me be more realistic. I'm going to take five because I have a lot of cleaning up to do. So I will be back. Meanwhile, I think Warren set up a straw poll. excuse me. If anybody wants to submit a script to be voted on for the next one that I do in 5 to 10 minutes, this is your time to drop in a link to a script. And then we'll vote. Y'all will vote. And then I'll do it. I will do it. I will do it. Okay. On that note, I'll be right back.